is just to be mark of a little bit the union of the parsha with union from Chanukah. The Yosef HaTzadik in this week's parsha is called to task to be mefater the chalomis of Paray. Yosef HaTzadik tells Paray the pisrin achalom, and he makes a very clear disclaimer. Yosef HaTzadik says as follows. He says, Bilodai, Yosef HaTzadik says, this has nothing to do with me. He said, Elikim Yane Shalom Paray. Paray tells Yosef, I heard that you have this chokhmah, you know how to interpret dreams. And Yosef right away makes a disclaimer. He says, I have no powers. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I may have a nevuah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could tell me a pisman achalim. I have no special, there's nothing, no talent. And kachava. And Yosef translates the dream to Paray. Conclusion, Paray turns, Vayemi Paray lavodov, Hanimtso ish kozeh asher ish asheruach lekimboi. Can we find such a person that has the spirit of Hashem? So first, he seems to say it's nevuah, right? Hashem's spirit. Then, Paray says like this, Vayemir Paray el Yosef, Achre hedia lakim es kol zois? After Hashem has told you all of this, Ein novan v'chacham kumeich. We don't have anybody like you. There's nobody as wise and as capable as you. So everybody asks, once Yosef made a disclaimer, it's not his chachma. He has no chachma. And Paray acknowledges that. Paray says, it's Hashem, it's not you. Okay? So it seems they're both on the same page. Yosef is doing nothing more. He's saying what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. And Paray now says, Achri Adir Lachim is Kol Zois. Yishno, it's only Hashem. Ein Novan V'chacham Kumach. There's still nobody like you. There's nobody with your wisdom. Why? He didn't say anything on his own now. He was like a tape recorder. He just repeated what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him. So what's Paray saying? There's many famous kasha. There's many different interpretations. The most famous one is the Brisker Rav. The Brisker Rav comes up with a very interesting pshat, which sheds a little light, although it's not simple. He says that the Rambam, when the Rambam talks about a Navi, he says one of the qualifications of a Navi is that he has to be a Chochom. Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Masher Shechinosi, Ela Chochom, Gibor, Oshir, there are certain conditions that are required for a Navi. The Brisker Rav says, Paray knew the Rambam. And Paray therefore said, listen, bottom line is the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I asked everybody else here to give me to interpret the dream, and God didn't talk to them. He spoke to you. So it must be, Ein Novan V'chacham Kamaich. There is nobody like you. This is what the Brisker Rav says. So, obviously, besides for the obvious question on the Brisker Rav, which is, that Paray was Eisgarten with the Rambam. But let's assume that that is the case. There's much such Torah that's to be said in Chumash, where we try to be Markiv, Paray, Avimelech, that they knew. Let us say that they knew. The Rambam says that the condition for Nevuah is you have to be a Baal Midus, you have to be Samech Bechelka, it's a lot of qualifications. Paray's Avodim, Chatumim, they were Rishon. They didn't have all the other qualities of Nevuah. The Rambam doesn't say you have to be the smartest to be a Navi. A person could be the lowest level of intellect in a group of people, but if he happens to master positive character traits, and he's smart, he will get Nevuah. You can have an Einstein, but if he's not Kovishes Yitzloi, Sameach Bechelki, all the other qualities, he won't have Nevuah. So if in fact Paray knew the Rambam, what's Paray saying? Ain't Novan V'chachan Kumecha. We have nobody else. What do you mean? There's plenty of other people here that could be much smarter than I am. But they don't have the other qualities. So the only way the Briskov's Teretz goes is if the Paray knew one Rambam, but he didn't know the rest of the Rambam. He only knew Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Masher Shechinosi Al Chochom. That's the only quality that's needed. Then, if Yosef had Nevuah and nobody else did, then he has the Chacham. So obviously, there must be another interpretation into what Pari meant when Pari said, there is no Einavon v'Chacham Kamoich. There is nobody like him. You go a little bit into the Inyan of Chanukah, the whole Mice of Chanukah, the Inyan of Chanukah. First of all, Chanukah is the only Yom Tov we have where Chazal have established different levels of being Mekayim the Mitzvah. You don't find up any other Mitzvah. There is no such... Every Mitzvah has an open door to Mahadrin. You could beautify a Mitzvah how you'd like, whatever way you... however way you see it fit, the Mahadrin Mitzvah. In fact, there's a Hidur Mitzvah, the Gufa Mitzvah. There's external Hidur Mitzvah. In other words, like a silver menorah, for instance. That's not a Hidur in the Mitzvah. Shemen Zayas is a Hidur in the Mitzvah itself, right? To use olive oil. Because that's Doi Melanes, has certain milas. The silver menorah, that's like an external Hidur, right? There's no end to how Hidur goes. Then there's a Hidur to put the menorah in a nicer case, like an Eretz Yisrael, they put it into a case, or put it by a fancier window. The Maril says if you have two doors, and one door is a more choshev at Pesach, it's wood, it's choshev, put the menorah there, it's a hidur mitzvah. There's no end to hidur mitzvah. Hidur the guf, hidur. Chazal left it open. Mahadur the mitzvah, however you'd like. They used to tie the lulav with gemuniyei shel zav. Right, not the one or lulav tzorech hagad. Stam, to beautify it. They would do that. By Chanukah, Chazal came, and they built within the mitzvah layers of how to do the mitzvah. Ikur mitzvah, Mahadrin, Mahadrin mina Mahadrin. Very, it's a very interesting point because we find in Kol HaTorah Kulo, we find that does, number one, that doesn't exist. And number two, even when it does exist, Hidur mitzvah, you only give ad shlish per mitzvah. You only spend up to a third more. So in other words, if you find a beautiful lulav, you find a basic lulav, an esrog, for $30. So you spend up to $40 for the beautiful lulav and esrog, a third of the mitzvah you spend. That's all. For some reason, over here, the halacha is that you spend eight times the amount and more. Because you have, Mahadrin goes up 100% a night, 100% of the first night. At the end of Pesach, at the end of Chanukah, you're already lighting eight hadlokas. And then it goes Kaminyan B'nai Abayis. If you hold both, you do Mahadrin and Mahadrin and Mahadrin. By the end of Chanukah, you're holding already depending on your Mishpacha, you're holding who knows how many times the mitzvah, 20 times the original shear of the mitzvah. It's only by Chanukah you find that. In fact, the Or Samech, in the Sefer al-Rambam, he's medayek, because the Rambam says that if you don't have enough money, you sell your garments, sell or rent your garments for Ner Chanukah. The Rambam uses a plural language. He says, V'leikeach shmonim u'psilos. So the Or Samech says that the Rambam is advocating that even for the Hidur mitzvah, you sell your clothing. Could you imagine? For the Hidur, forget the mitzvah. Normally, the mitzvah itself, you don't have to give more than a fifth of your money. Here for the Hidur mitzvah, according to Or Samech, I'm not saying everybody agrees to this, according to Or Samech, for the Hidur mitzvah, you also sell your cloth. It's fascinating to go to such a level. So A, we don't find such a Hidur mitzvah at all, any mitzvahs, that's built into the mitzvah. Number two, at most, at maximum, it's a third of the mitzvah. And here the Chazal are going to... And then if you look at Rashi on the spot, in the Gemara, Rashi, when it comes to Mahadrin, he says, this is regular Mahadrin. Mahadrin achar mitzvahs. That's Rashi's Loshon in Shabbos. As though this is normal. This is not normal. There's no shaychus to hidur mitzvah that you have by other mitzvahs. Why is that the case? There's another mysterious element to Chanukah regarding Noshim. And that is that for some reason, the women are not part of the Mahadrin of Ner Chanukah. I'm part of Mahadrin. Minhag Yisrael already for many, many daughters is that the women don't light their own menorah. Now, there are some families where the women light, but in the vast majority of Klal Yisrael, the women don't light their own Hanukkah menorah. If the husband's not home, the wife will light for him. But as far as just Kaminya B'nai Abayis, now is there a problem for a woman to light? Absolutely not. But the minig is not. The minig is not. So this is not a new question, this is an old question. Many Kadmonim discussed this. And all the answers that are given are very, very difficult. Very difficult. And halacha, the question is definitely much better than all the terus. We have a terus that Mishnah Berurah brings down, the Eilas Shmuel, that women are considered tofel to the men. What does that mean? Where do you ever find it by another mitzvah? Woman is a tofel to the man. You find a terus from the Chassam Sefer that they used to light outside. And the woman is kol kvudah basamelach panima. The woman's covered is to be inside. So therefore, they didn't want to take her out, that she should go outside. Again, what outside? To the door of the chotzer. And it's not nishkefelach that a woman, there's a whole perek in Masechet Shabbos by Moshe Yetzah. But they did leave the house. It's not like they didn't leave the house. They left the house. Kol kvudah basamelach panima means a woman, under normal conditions, where it's not necessary, doesn't just venture out. Okay? That obviously, first of all, that minute gets completely changed. Anyway, but let us go back, like the Chassam Sefer, to the time of the Chazal. In the time of Chazal, a woman also went out. Rabbi Akiva's wife went out with Yerushalayim Shalzor. Right? They went out. It's not like the Noshim didn't go out. They did go out. There's all Eishes Chayil that talks about a woman that makes Parnos. Yeah? They didn't go out. They went out. Kol kvudah basamelach panima means the covet of a woman is not to parade around outsiders. So I find it very difficult to say that there's a mitzvah of mahavdin. Even in the time of Chazal, they used to light the menorah by the Pesach Abayis. Now it's kol kvudah basamelach panima, what? She shouldn't walk to the door? If she doesn't go for that, what should she go for? Chazal say, noshim b'may kazachin. The Gemara says, how does a woman get a l'mabor? What does it mean? Of course, she has many mitzvahs. But Talmud Torah. So the Gemara says the schar, they take their children to yeshiva and their menatrim for their husbands, base medrash, they get a yom habor. So for the right reason, a woman is praised to leave her home. So here you're not even dealing with leaving your home, going to the opening of the chutzah, to makayim mahadlin. So to me the Chassam Sofer was, and then the Chassam Sofer says, once already they want to stay that way. It's really it's a tremendous chiddush. Some Sefer says that's what he says. Shabbos. So, still lack a little bit of a clarity why the women don't have the mahadlan. Now, to further emphasize this idea that a woman is different than a man to some degree with the neris, is that we find the ikar ner, definitely a woman is included. That's clear. The Gemara brings down, Rav Zera said that when I was a bocher, I used to be mishtatef with my balabos. And bosod in the Sivni Itzeh, once I got married, I didn't have to do it anymore. Even when I was learning away from home, my wife looked for me at home. But the Meiri in the Gemara says that there's a shaila if a woman could be Moitzi a man. Some Rishonim held that a woman can't be Moitzi a man. We don't paskin that way, l'halocha. The Meiri himself says this. It's not the halocha. But there are those who hold that, and obviously the Gemara says clearly that Rav Zera was Yetzeh with his wife. Huh? How what? Oh, there was Latzori. There was no. He wasn't home. He's masking. She could go out. That's what I'm asking. I'm asking that Mahadrin is also Latzori, right? So this remains like this mystery that even though a woman Lachora is part of the Nes, she's chayiv in her Chanukah. Not only that, some Rishonim say Ikar Nes Nasa Alidei, and yet there's no Mahadrin. How'd that happen? How was the woman presumptuous? How are they out of the loop of the mahadran? They should be in the loop, just like they're in the ikar ner. They have a mitzvah in their chanukah. They should also have the levels, just like a man does.
If the ikar is presumptuous, then they're doing the presumptuous is exactly opposite from the kol kvudah basamelach.
Why? They're publicizing the nes for the men. They're not publicizing themselves, they're publicizing the next. They're not hanging themselves out in the street, they're hanging the menorah out in the street. I don't see what the issue is.
But it's also that you have to bend down for light the kids. I remember reading about them and having to bend over. Once it sneezes, that they're going to bend over to light the candle. Not that just out.
There's a way to bend down sneezdik. So you bend down. There's a mitzvah. So the whole thing is a plea. The Chassam Sofer is a plea. Because there's, like I said, there's no question women did go out. I mean, Rivka Imenu was by the well. the women went out. It's not like they didn't go out. They went out. When it was needed, they went out. Kol Kvud V'Samach Panim is a mindset. Kol Kvud V'Samach Panim means a woman shouldn't stand be venturing out in the streets. That's the concept. But to say that they shouldn't go to the door of the chutzah to light a nail, which is a mitzvah for them to do, it's very difficult.
The Ramban says on that Leah wasn't at the well because she was older and Rivka was younger.
So she went. That's why they picked her. Rachel. Rivka was the mother. Thank you so much.
Could be tied to Yehudas.
What? That's why we say that they were the Ikernes.
But maybe that's why they shouldn't go out, because just how it went about them, the whole...
But we're celebrating what happened with Yehudas. We're not frowning about what happened. We're celebrating Yehudas. Somebody was Rishonim said, the reason why women are chayiv in their Chanukah is because the Mainness happened through them because of Yehudas. Why is it an issue? Chazal seem to have a very positive eye on that, on what happened over there. Okay, just one last point relating to Hanukkah. We find, very interestingly, for some reason, that Hanukkah is from the only halachas in Torah Shebaal Peh that Rabbeinu HaKadosh didn't incorporate in the Shas. Now that doesn't mean that you don't find the word Hanukkah mentioned in Mishnayos. You do find it in some places. But as far as in an official way, a Mishnah that says there's such a thing, Hanukkah, you have to light candles, this is how many candles you have to light, it's not found. And it's a Pella. With all the Tirutzim, it remains a tremendous Pella. Here too, the Chassam Sofer says a tremendous chiddush. These may be his two biggest chiddushim in Gan Shas. Chassam Sofer says that since the Ramban brings down in Parashas Vayichi that the Chashmonoim, this is getting back clarity to your thing, there was a negative twist on the Chashmonoim because they were Kahanim and a Kohen is not supposed to take the Melucha. So the Ramban says they were punished for that. The Ramban in Parashas Vayichi is a very controversial Ramban. He says, the Rambam, when he brings down the Chashmonoim, he praises them. The Chosu Malchus L'Yisrael, right, he brings down it, he praises it, seems to praise it. The Ramban is critical of the Chashmonoim in that regard. And so the Chassam Sofer, based on that Ramban, he says, you know what, Rabbeinu HaKadosh was a grandson of David HaMelech. So he left it out. Chashmonoim took over his grandfather's Malchus. So he took care of him. So this to me, like I always tell my Talmidim in Yeshiva, I say, if one of you would tell me this terrorist, you get a slap in the face. A chutzpah. A Rabbeinu HaKadosh, you say, what? Rabbeinu HaKadosh had family business to take care of? So he left out of Shas. Sounds Italian. Family business to take care of, left out of the Mishnayos. Family business. It's family business. He took my Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Rabbeinu HaKadosh wrote a Shas for us. Klal Yisrael. Right? The Shas is to teach us the halachas. So because it's a family issue, so you don't bring down the halacha from Chanukah. But again, Chassam Sofer writes it, so we can't, it's not found in the Chedushah Chassam Sofer, it's quoted B'Shem the Chassam Sofer. So we have to have respect for it, even if we don't understand it, we have to have respect for the Teretz. But it remains a tremendous Pella that in all of Shas, and again, even the places, the isolated places where there's mention of the Chanukah, it's mentioned in like roundabout way, not even regarding Chanukah. Mentioned above a comma as a Chosh Mishpat Shaila. If you light in a Chanukah and you cause a fire, so Yehuda says you potter. It's not even brought down in any halachic capacity where, as far as what you're supposed to do on Chanukah. It's a pillow. That's the Gemara. It's not a Mishnah. The Gemara talks about it. The Gemara, Masechta Shabbos, talks about Chanukah. There's a Braisa. But Rabbeinu HaKadosh didn't write any Mishnayos to specifically address Hilchos Chanukah. Not even a couple of Mishnayos. Not even one. There's not even one Mishnah that was written to talk about Hilchos Chanukah. You know, if I don't copy to my mother, some Masechta Tainus, like, Agavurcha Chanukah made it into a Mishnah. But as far as, and yet today, how much Torah do we have on Chanukah? We could write 10 Masechtas on Chanukah. Imagine what Rabbeinu HaKadosh could have written on Chanukah. We just, collecting the Torah that was written over the last couple hundred years, we could write a couple of Masechtas on Chanukah. Rabbeinu HaKadosh? So, perhaps the Torah, you could say, this really addresses everything, is that we know there are really two components to Torah. There's a Torah Shebiksav. This is a Torah Shebaal Peh. There's a very tremendous gap between the Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebaal Peh. First of all, Torah Shebiksav is not exclusively Klal Yisrael. Torah Shebiksav was not limited only to Klal Yisrael. Goyim also studied Torah Shebiksav. Many Rishonim hold that Torah Shebiksav could even be taught to Goyim. The Isser of teaching a Goy Torah is Torah Shebaal Peh. Magid Devorav Liyakov Chukov Mishpatov Liyisrael. That's the Torah Shebaal Peh. So the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, that you could teach a Goy, even with the Torah Shebaal Peh part of it. But otherwise a Goy doesn't have a connection to Torah Shebaal Peh, the Torah Shebiksav. But there's another tremendous difference between Torah Shebaal Peh and Torah Shebiksav. Torah Shebiksav is not really the person. Torah Shebiksav, when you study Torah Shebiksav, it's external. It's a book. It's a ready-made book. It's a chumash. This is Torah Shebiksav. The Torah brings down in Hilchos Birch Sater, that in the Birch Sater that we make every day, we say, Ashanosan lonu Torah Semes, v'chaye yoylamata b'sechena. He says the brach includes Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebaal Peh. Nosan lonu Torah Semes, that's this. He gave us Torah Shebiksav. It's a dumb book. Here's the book. It's done. But then Torah Shebaal Peh, every Jew expresses his own Torah Shebaal Peh. Every Jew learns, has his own Torah Shebaal Peh. Every Chiddush a person comes up with, that's your own Torah. That's the Chaye Olam Nota B'Sechenu. As is the Torah. Chaye Olam Nota B'Sechenu, that's the Torah Shebaal Peh. And that's why the criticism against the Torah throughout ages, always it was the Torah Shebaal Peh that got the criticism. The Torah Shebiksav wasn't criticized, very little. Bible criticism was much on a much lower level. Torah Shebaal Peh criticism, that was very high. Even the Siddukim and the Baisusim and the Askelim, you go throughout ages, both in the Gentile world and within the secular Jewish world. The Tanakh was always, had a certain, it's sacred. Now, besides for that, the actual giving over of the Torah Shebiksav, it was less disputable. This was a finished book. It's God's word. It's less disputable. Torah Shebaal Peh. You start asking questions. Who says? The rabbi says. Who says it? It's in question. Torah Shebaal Peh is in question. The Greeks, the Yevonim, their idea was Lashkicham Teresach. They wanted to cut us away from our lifeline, from our connection to Torah Shebaal Peh. Shikchas HaTorah. They wanted to disconnect. They never tried to disconnect us from Tanakh. Nevi'im. In fact, historically speaking, the Nes of Chanukah happened, and this is something that, the more research you'll do on it, the more fascinating it is. The Nes of Chanukah happened. The whole problem of the Greek philosophy impacting Klal Yisrael didn't happen in the peak of the Greek philosophy. The peak was Aristotle. Aristotle was the peak. The Rambam writes on Aristotle. How impressed he was with Aristotle's wisdom. Aristotle was not no slouch. The Rambam says he was called with Dargis and Avur. He didn't reach it. He wasn't a Navi. But in Chochmah he reached from the highest levels one can reach in just secular Chochmah. Aristotle. Tremendous. After Aristotle died, so the Greek philosophy was already on a decline. Just by the mere fact that he was dead. And then it just went down. Maybe 150 years later, Klal Yisrael got influenced by the Greeks. What's up, Shad? And the answer is very simple. Just like there's Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebalpeh, historically, our history is also made up of those two tkufas. There was a tkufa where we were living through Torah Shebiksav. Of course, we had Torah Shebalpeh. Moshe came down to Sinai with Torah Shebalpeh. But as long as Moshe Rabbeinu was alive, Yeshua ben Nun, the Nevi'im, so we were living in an era of Torah Shebiksav. The Navi comes, the Navi doesn't tell you what he created. The Navi says, this is the word of God. This is it. That's called Torah Shebiksav. So historically, as long as the Nevi'im were alive, we were living through an era of Torah Shebiksav. Once the Nevi'im died, then we became completely dependent on Torah Shebalpeh, the Maseret. Because our Chachomim were made up Torah Shebalpeh. As long as the Nevi'im were alive, we were connected directly to Torah Shebiksav. Those were our leaders. Our leaders were the Torah Shebiksav. When Aristotle was alive, we still had Nevi'im. Ezra and Nehemiah still had Nevi'im. Aristotle bridged the gap. He was alive while the Nevi'im were alive. So long that we had Nevi'im, the Greeks didn't stand a chance. They're questioning the rabbis. The rabbis were Torah Shebiksav. That's why the Greek philosophy didn't impact us. So long that we had Nevi'im. So long that Klal Yisrael had Nevi'im, then nothing happened. Once the Nevi'im died, and we lost the connection to Torah Shebiksav, in that way, in a direct way, now the Greeks were able to impact us. And the Greek philosophy was able to make its way into Klal Yisrael. So the Nes, if somebody would want to put it in a very clear way, the Nes of Chanukah was really the victory of Torah Shebaalpeh. Torah Shebiksav wasn't in danger. Torah Shebaalpeh was in danger. Last year it occurred to me that that's perhaps the reason why the Greeks, they tried, in one of the things they got rid of, Shabbos, Mila, and Rosh Chodesh. What do they want Rosh Chodesh? So we've asked this question in the past. I understand Shabbos and Mila, those are the main mitzvahs. It's Rosh Chodesh. So I gave many different tirots. Tell you another tirots. Rosh Chodesh is the chokhmah of Torah Shebaalpeh. The Gemara says in Shabbos, ki hi chokhmaschem ubinaschem leinei amim. Where do you see the authenticity of Torah Shebaalpeh? Kiddush HaChodesh. If the rabbis go and they make a leap month, so that science follows it. Right? So the Kiddush HaChodesh was the glory of Torah Shebaalpeh. That's why the Greeks wanted to get rid of that. That's why they would try Mavakla Rosh Chodesh. Because Rosh Chodesh is the crown of Torah Shebaalpeh. That's why the Greeks tried to get rid of it, for that reason. And therefore, the Yom Tov of Chanukah was the victory of that Torah Shebaalpeh. Therefore, Paray, as big of a koifer as he was, no goy was able to deny somebody talks to God, they're in a different level. That's a different level. Now that we know you have the black phone, the red phone, whatever it is, the phone, ain't novoin v'chochem k'moichet, the way I want to teach you is, ain't novoin v'chochem, anybody who's smart doesn't have the mile you have. You have a direct line to HaKadosh Baruch. We're saying, there's nobody as wise as you. You're talking not necessarily wise, but you have a straight link. You have a direct link. Everybody else is trying to figure it out. You got a link. That's what power, that was even because even the goyim valued that. They valued the idea of somebody could be connected directly. Even Pari had that. Even Pari understood it. And again, Pari wasn't marveling Yosef's wisdom. He said, "Animsa koyze, yisha shaguach lekim boy." Forget him. Zavach lekim. There's nothing like it. Rabbeinu HaKadosh wrote down Torah Shebaalpeh. But really, every Gemara that you pull out of the shelf and you open up a Gemara, it's a bit of it. Torah Shebaalpeh is not supposed to be written. Torah Shebaalpeh is supposed to be studied orally. Al pi advarim ha'eleh. The only reason why Torah Shebaalpeh is written is it shouldn't totally be forgotten. It shouldn't totally be forgotten. Rabbeinu HaKodesh said simple, very simple thing. Okay? I'll write down Torah Shabbat Peh. It's a b'dievet, but I got to write it down so it shouldn't be forgotten. But the victory of Torah Shabbat Peh, that I'm not going to write. That's a tati disaster. I'm going to go now and write down Chanukah? I'm going to make the victory of Torah Shabbat Peh b'ksav? That he didn't write down. That he didn't put into the Mishnahis. And Mistami was Mistamach on the fact that's not going to be forgotten. The victory of Torah Shabbat Peh, that's not going to be forgotten. That's the biggest bizoyan to Torah Shabbat Peh, that you should write down the victory of Torah Shabbat Peh. And that's why that Bidavka stayed out of the Shas. And even when he brought Chanukah in, it was only when it's Negev, the Zaytik Ha'aloch, but not the Chanukah itself. Chanukah itself remained the Torah Shabbat Peh. Now, Torah Shabbat Peh, I think we got back to most of the Kashas except Mahadra and Noshim. Yeah, Mahadra and Noshim. Now, we're going to get to the woman. The Mahadran and the idea of Chanukah and the idea of why women would be connected to Chanukah yet not totally connected to the Mahadran, I think is very simple. The Yerushalmi says in Peyer that everything that a person is Mahadish in Torah, Nemu L'Moshe Misinei. Every person has a way of bringing out Torah, Torah Shabbat Peh. You think of a good vort. People come over to me all the time, they tell me a vort. They have an Ezra and Ruz, he brings down a gematria that he heard from a simple guy. He brings it, records it. It's Emes. Right? Every Jew has a piece of Torah. Every Jew. And every Jew has a Seichel Kenu. You have your Chelik in Torah. I remember I told the boy, Reb Yankiv, Zatzal, there was a boy who came back from Eretz Yisrael years ago. He came to see Reb Yankiv. And he went to a yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael in Yerushalayim. He came back like he's a ganser. He's the Godlador. The Godlador. So Bianca told him like this. Let's say the yeshiva's name was Chink. Doesn't make a difference. Let's say the boy learned the yeshiva's Chink. So he calls the boy over. He was close with this boy. He knew him. Calls the boy over. And he says, listen, I know you learned the yeshiva's Chink. He said, I just want you to know something. Don't think that yeshiva's Chink is the only derech learning. He said, the Chofetz Chaim says, every Jew has a chelik in Torah Shabbat Peh. That means that there are 600,000 drachim in Torah. So if you think, don't think you found the only way. Every Jew has a chelik in Torah. And he told us, wissen sein, that there's 600,000 approaches to Torah. Because he saw this guy came back with a hole. This is it. And then he told him as follows. He said, now chink may very well be one of the 600,000. But if part of the chink ideology is that chink is the only one, then it's not even one of the 600,000. Because part of being one of the 600,000 is acknowledging that the other ones are also MS. But if what they teach you in chink is that chink is the only thing that exists, then chink is not even one of the 600,000. Ich weiß nicht, that's the end of the 600,000. Every Jew has a piece of Torah. And every Jew has an obligation in his own way to develop his own appreciation in Torah Shabbat Peh. Every Jew. That's why Chazal said that since Chanukah, besides for being symbolic of a tremendous miracle and bringing back Klal Yisrael to where they were, but it's the victory of Torah Shabbat Peh. Every Jew has an obligation in his own level to bring up Torah to the highest level that he could bring it. Torah Shabbat Peh. That's why by this mitzvah they said there's Mahadrin and there's Mahadrin and a Mahadrin. So every Jew should know that their Hadlaka has to also reflect their Chilek in Torah. We know Noshim HaPater from Talmud Torah. That's why the layers of the Neis and Isha doesn't have. She has the Ikar Ne'ah. The Ne'ah that's symbolic of the miracle that took place. 100%. But the layers are really reflective of the victory of the Torah Shabbat Peh. It's the woman I brought her from. That already the women don't have. That's why they don't have to have the Ne'ah L'Kolecha Ve'echa. They have the Ikar now. Yetzir Ikar now. They don't need to have all the other layers. And that would explain why on the one hand they're Chayiv, on the other hand not. And we know by Torah, the Rambam says, Torah Shabbat Peh Yechayev, whether you're a Zokin, Chayla, Bal Yisurim, nobody is ever potter from learning Torah. The only place where the Rambam records that. Torah has no p'tur. That's why shoyel emechek suzei. The reason why this is different, this mahadran, the way I'm explaining it to you, the mahadran reflects the victory of Torah. For Torah, a person is never p'tur. That's why you got to shoyel emechek suzei, even for the mahadran. Because the reason why there are these different layers is all to be reflective of the amount of effort that one has to put into Torah, which according to the Rambam has no shir. That's why the effort that goes into the Nechanek has no shir. Okay, good Shabbos.